Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
If you're feeling anxious about your investments with all the economic volatility and chaos in Washington, tune in to Super Talk Jackson on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Sundays from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. for Element Wealth Radio with Jeremy Nelson. Learn more at myelementwealth.com.
Mississippi.
From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green, here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome, welcome. This indeed is November. How did we get here? What in the world? Hey, Lance, how did we get to November? What happened? I don't know. A minute ago, we were just eating chocolate, and it was Halloween, and here we are.
I'm still eating chocolate. I don't know about you.
No, not me. Not me.
Do you wait, and do you throw it all out, or are you like me? And you
No,
pull
I
it
hide
out
it from myself.
Well, then a year later, you open it up, it's got the little white powder.
No, it doesn't last that long.
You eat.
It does not last that long.
No.
True story. My son, who is not a candy eater, would put his Halloween pumpkin in the third shelf of his closet when he was a little bitty boy. And once I found the neighbor's kid, of course, she was a withholder and would not let her children have any chocolate. He was in the shelf eating the candy at like 10 o'clock in the morning when he should have been somewhere else. I don't know where. And she got mad at me. No. He broke in. You held out. Come on. Of course we collect pennies for UNICEF, but we don't not eat. Come on. Crazy stuff. But that kind of sets the tone. Some people eat all of it. Some people don't eat any of it. Some people save it. Some people put it in the freezer. Mine just lays around until somebody, you know, gets interested.
Butterfingers need to go in the freezer. I'll eat all those for you.
Are you dangerous?
I mean, you know, people love you get put on the spot and they say, what's your favorite candy?
Milky Way.
Everybody, you know, there's so many people that say Reese's. Like, Kim, I mean, so original.
By the way, he's bleeding peanut butter.
So original.
It is all about the peanut butter.
Well, this is the truth, y'all. The best chocolate that no one gets but me is the brand new Hershey's collection of the little different kinds.
I like all those.
But they're all dark chocolate.
I like
the
dark.
Stick to the dark chocolate.
They're all dark.
There's less sugar in the dark.
Well, that's what I tell myself.
It's like drinking a cup of coffee. That's all it is.
Without any more sugar.
Yeah, well, I put sugar
only
in mine.
A little bit.
I put sugar. I sweeten mine.
See, now y'all know more about us than you probably needed to. Welcome into the Garden Mama Show. Well, you can hear that Mark Peaches Patrick is here. Lance is here, of course. Do we get to introduce? We'll introduce in the next hour.
You know what?
We'll let her.
Mama de la Jardín.
Si. Tío de los Muertos.
Yes. La de la Muertos.
Listen now, this is, for folks that don't understand why we think this is so cool, everybody celebrates people who have passed on. We may think about them. We may pray for them. We may, in the case of my Jewish tradition, we celebrate the Yahrzeit, the day that they passed. You know, we celebrate all these kinds of things. But on Dia de los Muertos, you can celebrate everybody who died all at one time. And people do go to cemeteries and have picnics and wear chrysanthemum corsages and do all of these kinds of fun things. So why not? There's a celebration here in my town of Jackson this afternoon that I probably won't get to, but I will think about it. So look around your neighborhood and appreciate your Hispanic community and get with them. It's a fun party. It's a fun, fun party.
It's a very inclusive holiday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all do cemeteries. Everybody knows somebody that died. So
when I was down in Mexico.
See.
In Morelia, Michoacan, I found this amazing necklace made out of chicken bones, and it was La Muerta.
Ah, see.
It was, the whole thing was made out of chicken bones and wire. And I was so proud of this thing. And I got in a taxi cab, and I had a couple of other things. And this was back in the time where you didn't just buy everything because you just didn't have money.
Right.
Today,
right.
It seems like we can afford everything. But being in a third world country, hard to get money. Mm-hmm, I was really budgeting. I was so proud of myself for buying this thing, going, oh, this is going to be a key piece forever and ever.
It would be here today, except that.
I grabbed one bag, and I left the little bag in the back of that. And I never could find another one like it, ever. And it was all little chicken bones. I mean, it was the most intricate thing made by artisans, mm-hmm, you know, and so cool. And
I'll see if I can find you one at a truck stop today.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This was authentic.
Oh, okay.
Well, authentical.
Now, listen, y'all. know, I am now going to jump into something actually practical, because Mark and I want to talk about a couple of things this morning. You know that I have the Garden Mama Facebook page. And, in fact, the folks there are not that great at following directions. Well, most of them are, but some of them are not. The only rule when you ask a question or you want to put up something for people to see is that you have to put a photo with it. A few years ago, this thing's been up there for like, I don't know, 15 years or something. And a few years ago, I got mad because people kept putting up really loud, obnoxious things. So I took over all of the administration. Trust me, it's not what I wanted to do with my spare time.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I do it. And, in fact, now there are questions that do not have photos, and they occasionally get answered. Today they're going to get answered. I have a I have a very, very good question from a Facebook group member about planting an edible hedge. Now, Mark, you and I know that if we have deer, they're going to eat no matter what the hedge is. But we're talking about food for people.
For people.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that changes
things. Yeah, what do you think? I mean, blueberries, but, you know, there's other stuff.
You know, rosemary.
Oh, I love that.
You know.
Great idea, especially because she's in 8B9A in terms of her zone, so it's a little bit warmer than central Mississippi where I am, but not a whole lot.
Right, and it's probably more arid. And,
probably a little bit.
And it should grow really fast.
I'm really intrigued by goji berries. You know,
Our
friend Corinne brought me a bush of those to the tour last spring. Well, she brought it to me last spring, and she got to see it again because it had made berries again, and everybody's very surprised about that. So I'm into that. Natal plum, though, is one that I hadn't thought of. I love that. It's a carissa. It's a beautiful, beautiful plant. It makes pretty fruit.
Who doesn't love a plum?
Even if you don't eat it, it's pretty.
Who doesn't like it?
You know.
What about the beauty berry? It's a bushy, shrubby thing.
I think that would be lovely. I think it might be a little on the hot side in 9A.
Yes.
But maybe not, you know.
If you were building a shady...
If it had a shady end to it, it certainly could be on that end of the fence. Absolutely.
And that's some of the most delicious stuff ever. Mark, thank you.
You're exactly right.
Absolutely. Most beautiful. It gets its name, honestly.
Did you enjoy that jelly?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
He learned how to make biscuits.
Yeah. I mean...
Because I gave him jelly.
Right. You got to have the ingredients.
You got to get all of these things right. Well, I have one more to suggest, and that's pineapple guava. I think
love
it's
it.
Beautiful. Strawberry guava, too, really, because they're different, but they're really pretty plants. And I think that that's something we haven't considered. I thought about loquat as something.
But they're too tall. They do get quite large. Mm-hmm.
They're tree form. What we're talking about are edible shrubs to be about 5 feet tall, not to be the hedge, but to be in front of a fence and obviously at the background of the garden and have an opportunity to have them for lunch or for dinner or for whatever she's doing. I really like the idea of blueberries because they change color in the fall.
Right.
But I also really like a little bit more of an evergreen, American cranberry or something like that, some of those things.
Well, you know, if you're on a fence, you could also incorporate, like, thornless blackberries.
Oh, yeah, sure could. You know? They wouldn't be any more than 5 feet.
Right.
Something to consider. You know, it's just some good ideas. And that's why people get into the Facebook group, because they want to hear what other people think. Sometimes we get a chance to tell them.
Yeah, I moderate 2 Facebook groups.
I know. You don't sleep, though.
I do. It can be challenging. And when you're doing a post on a Facebook group, include as much information as you can, because when you get an open-ended question and, you know, it's like the old days of retail, I have this plant with green leaves, mm-hmm. and you're like, mm-hmm. okay, can you tell me more?
No, I can't.
No. So
my mother doesn't like it. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I've had questions of all sorts, and that is not the information that we're looking for. I don't know your mama. I don't know what she doesn't like. But if you can tell me a little bit about the plant, even whether the leaves have points or whether they're clubbed at the end, any of these things are helpful to us. But you have to go look at them. Always reminds me of my friend who did not get eyeglasses and did not know she was nearsighted until we were in high school, and she spent the next 6 weeks staring at trees. She'd only seen these big blobs, you know? She had never seen these things. So it's pretty cool. Pretty fun
that
stuff.
That's a pretty challenging question, though. I like that.
You know, she's right. She needs some ideas about it. Edible shrubs, edible landscaping is really something that we ought to think about more, I think.
Oh, yes.
I believe that if we are not thinking about where we can put other things to eat, I mean, we talk about dwarf pomegranates and dwarf figs and dwarf citrus. She could grow all of those. But in zone 9A, 8B, either one of those are going to get big. You're going to be pruning a lot of the time. So I don't know about that
one. I mean, she could use bananas down there.
Too tall.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Too tall.
He's still dreaming about Halloween.
He is. I am. That banana costume, I'm telling
you. Was that not the best?
That was really something. I have another question from the Facebook group that I think is kind of interesting, and I wanted to take the opportunity to tell people a little bit more about using social media. Don't put so much of yourself out there, because these are not actually people that you know. What I mean by this is the person posted and said, if anybody's thinning perennials, she sure would like to have some. Well, that's not what you want to say. Okay, if you're looking for a particular plant, maybe somebody can find it for you. But otherwise, you're just fishing. You're looking for attention, or you're looking for somebody who might not have your best interest at heart, or maybe you don't have their best interest at heart. You're not going to hook up on the Garden Mama Facebook page. Trust me. We are boring and plant-oriented. So if you want to know those things, find you a group that's dedicated to perennial plants. There's plenty of them, and probably someone there will be a plant sharer. I don't know when seed swaps are either.
Yeah.
So get in touch with your master gardener friends and see if they're having one this year, and you might be able to get some seeds that you're looking for. But it's very difficult to direct you if you don't tell me what you want, and that's what social media is all about. It's supposed to be about right now. You know, it's not for me to go out and contemplate.
Short and factual.
Please.
Because I can assure you, having done this for years, I have to be real careful when people say, oh, do you want some, you know, XYZ? Sure. I come home and there's a 50-gallon drum, and I'm driving around pondering, giving it away to people.
That's what happens.
It does happen.
So that's the little look at the Facebook page today. I wanted to let you know that I do allow people in. It's no longer completely closed, but you do have to request to be in, and you do have to answer the questions because, well, frankly, that's just the way that works. You got to do that. Chad's in Van Cleve on the text line today. He's
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to get into the candy corn discussion, Lance.
Oh,
you guys are going to have that
I
one.
I like the candy corn.
I like them as earrings. They make attractive necklaces.
It's like a peep. People either love them or hate them, and I love that it aggravates people so much.
Have you ever put the peeps in the microwave?
I've put peeps. I've done as much as you can do with a peep.
They explode.
They make
really
a
clever.
Casserole. Yeah.
I mean, you could put them over a fire and charcoal.
Have you ever seen them done as a tiramisu or like instead of the lady fingers? It's really crazy.
You got to get creative with a peep.
Crazy.
They're not meant to be eaten by themselves. I mean, there's just nothing there.
One of my favorite peep is a watermelon peep.
I've never tasted any of them. This is on the list with Twinkies.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
I've never eaten any of these things. I'm sorry.
Lance, I'll have to slip one of those in a gourmet dish, and she'll never know.
I'm so simple. Don't tell her. If it's not overprocessed, I'll probably eat it. But
well,
it
is a process.
I'm a big pain. I know that.
The whole thing is processed.
How much work goes into making a peep?
I don't know how to tell you this, Mark, but there's pictures of you on my feed in your banana costume. we're not going to put those up. We're going to save those for next year.
There was a lot of people that saw me in a banana costume.
In the rain. It's good. It shed water, too. It was very handy.
It was a little wet. I hung it on the front porch to dry.
You got a personally owned costume, or do you have to return that somewhere?
No, that is mine.
Sadly, you can borrow it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could fit in it.
Okay, now, y'all, I'm going to give this to you just because it's Trey. Trey, by the way, AI lives at Trey's house. You want to know where to find it, go to Trey's house. Trey and Grenada has sent us candy corn Dr. Pepper.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm good.
Now, he also, of course, sent us pictures from his wildlife camera of all of his deer. And so he's absolutely real. It's a beautiful thing. They are not AI.
Those are real deer.
I'm pretty sure the candy corn, it's something. So fun stuff. Yes, and tonight is, in fact, fall back into an even darker pit when I get up in the morning.
So it is tonight.
Yes, it is, sir. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I just, you know. I just don't like change. No, I love change. It's, this is the one that gets you. You get an extra hour. I get confused. I woke up today and I looked at my clock and I blew up.
You didn't know what day
it was. What is going on here? I thought it was Friday. And, you know, I'm like, I'm running so late. And then I realized I wasn't. So, yeah, I'm going to have a little bit more of that tomorrow. But thank goodness.
Well, you know,
I'm not on the clock tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
In the plant world, we love the weather people. You know, we rely on the weather people all the time.
We listen to them as often as we can.
But I don't know how, in good conscience, they can say, you're going to gain an hour's sleep. I
still only 24.
I still haven't figured out how you do that.
Still only 24.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody actually does do the extra sleep. We just wander around and carry on about how complaining, you know.
I know, right.
And then all the pets all want to be fed on the old schedule. So it takes a month
to
get them. You know, they don't know.
They don't
wear watches.
And they really
neither
don't
do
care.
I. So, anyway.
Hey, you'll love this. I got to do my first on-site yesterday at Central Mississippi Correctional Facility.
Oh.
And hung out with quite a few people, but Dirt Dauber, I told him I would give him a little shout out on the air because we may have a few new listeners over there. They do some amazing gardening around there. It is impressive.
Absolutely.
First-hand gardens everywhere, flowers everywhere. Mm-hmm. Dirt Dauber's the specialist out there.
That's great.
Yeah, he'll tell you absolutely anything you need to know. But it was a wonderful visit, and I would love to get out there and take some more images and showcase because they have stuff
everywhere.
Absolutely. You know, the last blooms of the jalapenos and
all that good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
I like it.
I noticed that Lance put up a photo of some gentleman planting some beautiful pansies in Flowood the other day. What did I tell you it was?
Which one it was?
Watercolor mix.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, it's kind of a pastel.
It's the hot one now. Remember antique shades?
Oh, yes.
Those were very popular pansies for a good period of time, and now we've moved on, kind of.
Yeah, we have moved on.
How many colors of pansy are there?
All of them.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Is it just the LSU people that love them then?
Because no.
It seems like yellow and purple. But, I mean, I love the yellow and purples, but
you can
get them in all
kinds. I can give you right now pictures of red ones I took just yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, there's pansies. Pansies are pretty. The main difference in pansies is whether they have faces or whether they don't.
Okay.
And if they're big flowers, they're still pansies. But if they're little flowers and don't have faces, they're usually violas, which is a parent of the pansy. Nice plant.
Yeah.
Either way.
I love them. And they're edible.
They are.
They're very edible.
Particularly if you shred them up into tiny pieces so no one knows what you're feeding them.
Right.
Don't put that whole pansy on the salad. People are not going
to
do that.
I like to sugar them.
Oh, well, wow. Now we have to talk about violets, y'all. Now we're going to talk about sugaring up some violets. That's another one. Oh, dear, dear, dear. We are so distracted. It's wonderful. Thank you all for being here. When you look at the photos today, you're going to see Mark's pineapple sage blooming in my yard.
Absolutely.
Come on over to supertalk.tv. We'll be right back.
We are advocacy, a century of wins, protecting private property rights, advancing technology, sustaining our land, conserving our natural resources, all to pass on to the next generation. We are the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, 100 years and counting. Become a member today at msfb.org.
Superior, it's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Go with your gut. Mama here. Lakeland Yard and Garden Center has everything to make your home cozy and festive this holiday season. Fresh cut Fraser fir Christmas trees, poinsettias, Christmas cactus, fresh live greenery, even orchids and pansies. Lakeland also carries collectible gift items and ornaments from Radco, Buyer's Choice, Carolers, and Old World Christmas. Custom bows, gift wrapping, and gift cards are available. Stop by Lakeland Yard and Garden today for festive decor and more. Grow ho-hoing your way at Lakeland Drive and Airport Road.
Logan Farms in Jackson has the best selection of gourmet meats for your holiday table or for your corporate gift giving. Choose from our center cut filet mignon, smoked briskets, hickory smoked turkeys, and of course, our signature honey glazed hams. Our gourmet meats can be gift boxed, picked up, delivered locally, or even shipped nationwide. Logan Farms in Jackson also offers gift vouchers to make giving your friends, family, clients, and coworkers the flexibility to choose their gourmet product. Call Logan Farms today at 601-366-HAMS or check us out at loganfarms.com.
Looking for a great deal on a Cub Cadet? Woods Equipment has you covered. Stop by their new store location, 5023 Highway 80 East in Pearl, where you'll find special pricing on 2024 Cub Cadet models like the Ultima ZT 150 and 54 series. Engineered for strength, durability, and equipped with premium features to deliver the perfect cut. All units are priced to sell and no offer is off the table. Woods Equipment.
Come on down. Let's make a deal.
Hey, this is Bob just walking in here, ESI Supply. Robert, FR clothes are a big hero.
Yeah, we sell a lot of flame-resistant FR clothing to industry that are working in the plant environments and oil and gas industry where they need flame-resistant clothing. So if you have needs for FR-rated clothing, ESI is your number one source.
Stop by and see them at 111 Aerosmith Drive in Richland or give them a call at 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910 or online at ESISupply.net.
At Key Constructors, our mission is to build a legacy that will stand the test of time through hard work, dedication, and pursuing excellence. Key Constructors is a heavy civil construction company, a leader in the bridge construction world. Our goal is to provide a positive work environment for you to grow personally and in your career. We are proud of who we are and what we do, making it happen one bridge at a time. Come join our team of Black Label Bridge Builders. Check out Key Constructors on Facebook and other social media platforms and keyconstructors.com.
Over to your left.
Other
am
leg.
I better?
One stage more notch. One more notch. We appreciate Leon Russell bringing us in here this morning. It's one of those situations where you just can't. You can't hear enough Leon Russell. I'm sorry. No. That's the way that is.
That's a great song.
It is a great song.
It is.
Hey, y'all. I don't know how to tell you this, but we have a good question from Alvin and Brandon that I have not considered before, but I know the answer to. How long do you need to compost goat barn residue before you can use it in the garden? The answer is going to be a year. But what I want people to understand is the goat barn is not the same as the chicken yard or the horse or any of that other stuff. Horse manure, if you're mucking the stables, which is what this is called, I did not make this word up. There are forks for this, and you take all of it out, and it literally needs to sit for at least a year, and then right. You put some more on top of it, and you can start digging out from the bottom. But from what I understand, goat goes a little quicker. So unless it's in dense hay, as long as it's in a hay that can decompose along with it, you'd be good in a year, don't you think?
I would think so.
I'd like to see the goat, y'all. Alvin, send some pictures.
Goat pictures, please.
That's really
pretty. We're done with candy corn.
Creatures. Candy corn and peanuts? What?
I know, right?
Now, Paula from Dentville sent us some beautiful pansies, and I did send one also to Lance just to show him that they are not all purple and gold, despite what it's at my house. The three hostas are sitting there with the pansies. They don't go together. They're not in pods. They're all sitting there talking to me. They're all every day I walk by, they go, "Hey, are you going to plant me today?"
I haven't. We haven't bought the first pansy yet.
Well, it's been too warm.
Luckily,
the garden centers are full of them, and it's good time to plant because we've just had a rain. We're going to have another rain next week across most of our area, the folks that listen to us. And indeed, if they're not, you can turn on your sprinkler occasionally. It's okay to do that.
I personally believe that people kind of jumped the gun on the whole pansy season.
Well, it used to be October, and it was cooler, and you wore a jacket to the football game. You know, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, there's not even going to be a burn barrel anywhere for football season this year, it looks like.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
No.
So, the Ron in Ocean Springs, who is still – I have to be really nice because I didn't send him a T-shirt before you gave them all away, Mark. Anyway – we're not blaming Mark.
We're just
blaming
the
popularity. Well, I thought I had one set aside for Ron, but I didn't do it. So he gets the first of the next one. But he says the reason that people detest road construction so much, this is so brilliant, is because the barrels and the traffic cones look too much like candy corn. Thank you. I needed that this morning.
Wow, that was pretty good.
I needed that this morning.
Always up for a good laugh, right?
Oh, the morning glory bush is blooming. That's beautiful. Thank you, Corinne. Thank you for showing it to us. Let me get to this one other one. She got that one at from Floydine's Farm at the Bottle Tree Garden Tour. So that's fun. Today is Deviled Egg Day, and before Mark eats them all, we should talk about deviled eggs for just a moment. Why are they deviled?
Well, I'm not sure.
Because they're supposed to have spice on them. They're supposed to be paprika'd or something.
Well, I put some very fine paprika
on
them.
We always thought it was because they had little faces on them, but turned out that was whoever was pinching the paprika was doing that. We didn't know. But I did not know they weren't always called deviled eggs. I grew up with people that were very serious churchgoers, and they called them deviled eggs. But apparently there are people that won't say that word, and so therefore they are called pretty eggs or salad eggs or... There's all kinds of crazy names. Do you put capers on yours?
No, but I bet it would be good.
I mean, that's the traditional thing, and I just have never. I've been reading an article, but since I discovered today was Deviled Egg Day, I had to read about. There's a person from New Orleans who has the biggest collection of deviled egg plates.
Right.
That exists.
That's impressive.
It is, because they're pretty.
That's impressive. I've actually put shrimp in mine before.
Absolutely. Well, they're known as stuffed eggs, dressed eggs, curried eggs, salad eggs, mimosa eggs, Russian eggs, and my favorite, pretty eggs.
Pretty eggs.
I think that's so funny. Why would you call them that? Well, because you don't say the word devil.
Devil.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting stuff. They are delicious, however, and if you need recipes, we'll be happy to send you several. We can do that. MamaOnAir@yahoo.com. I'm always interested to see how they look on the table. I can eat one a year, so I'm not likely to make too many deviled eggs. But
I actually was threatened that if I brought all the deviled eggs to the show, I would be in trouble.
You wouldn't be able to go home after you.
Yeah. I had to leave a few behind.
I love that. Well, that's really fun. You know, that's the thing. We get into something. We get into something that we like. People are already talking about Christmas, but let's not jump over Thanksgiving. Come on.
No.
We got great food, beautiful plants, ways to decorate, all kinds of wonderful things going on that I really think is the best. Oh, angel eggs. That's another good one.
Angel eggs. Thank you.
See, this crowd knows some stuff. They absolutely do. Really fun. That's beautiful. Angel. I hadn't thought about that one. Interesting. I did not know. There's so many things I don't know. There's just so many things I don't know.
What state produces the most turkeys?
Oh, dear.
I'm going to give you some options here.
I drove across Missouri once, and it seemed like it was all turkeys.
Yeah, so this is what you got. You got options between California, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina.
We grow a lot of turkeys.
All right. We're the world's leading provider
of turkeys. Wow, I did not know that.
So who is the biggest producer of turkeys in the world? At one state does way more than anyone else. And it's one you wouldn't kind of consider being a turkey producer.
Arizona.
Minnesota.
I started to say
must be good weather for them.
They slaughter 42 million pounds of turkeys every year.
Wow.
And that's 10 million.
And we appreciate
that.
Yeah.
All up the river, too, the west side of the river. That's Turkeyville.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that you knew you were coming upon the turkey farms in Missouri before you got there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be passing.
Is it like a big chicken farm?
And they stuff things with the feathers. There's whole operations there that I don't see in chicken farms. But
I'll be passing a few in the next 8 hours.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
If you're heading north, wave. You'll see Mark flying by.
Yeah, you'll see me fly by. I'm excited.
Well, it's a good. It's a great weekend for a trip. It's weekend to be out driving.
And it is.
Speaking of that, next Saturday, Ken Hackman will be here. All my bird friends are going to be so happy to hear that he will be in here. I will be off Mother of the Briding, which I don't get to say.
And I'll be off guesting of the Briding.
That's right. So we'll be putting on the dog, as it were. We have a lot.
It should be fun.
It's going to be lots of fun.
It should be fun.
There are the flowers, the food, the people. It all comes down to how happy are those two people. And if they're as happy as they were the last time I saw them, it's all going to be good. You know, you might get to the end of the list. You might not. Doesn't matter. As long as they're happy, it's all good.
I'm excited. I am. And I noticed that Lance has put up a photo of my Casio.
Oh, of course he did. Those are so pretty.
That's a good watch.
For
Casio. Fine watch.
Casio.
I'm kidding with you.
I want to point out the other photo that's up at this moment at supertalk.tv because Brian's pink is not Clara Curtis. Mom's.
Yes.
Okay. And don't tell my neighbor that I'm going to take a cutting because the ones that said Ryan's pink are actually Clara Curtis in the trade that we discovered this year. But it's because they're just a slightly different color.
Yes.
And they have a little bit more vigor as a multi-stemmed thing. Clara Curtis tends to lay out in the mums, and even when you cut them back, they do not multiply at the base. They will multiply underground, and then they'll send up more stems.
Right.
But Ryan's pink tends to make a bigger clump as the years go by. And so it actually acts more like a regular perennial, which is probably why it's not as popular.
I had them both in my little small bed, and I excommunicated the Ryan's pink because I'm really partial to Clara.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bigger bloom to me, and
it blooms
longer. I like
the
growth habit
It blooms longer, and it does make a more interesting picture, you know.
Yeah, I love it. They're both beautiful.
If you have an opinion, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, do you have an opinion about Clara Curtis?
There's the planting of the pansies.
Yes.
I'm sure that, you know, there's all kind of people that take pictures of other people leaned over gardening, and you've got one, two, three in this one picture.
I got all of them.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Four, maybe. Anyway, but that's what we do. We love to see other people doing some gardening, doing some installing, especially in public places, because that's what we all see.
Exactly.
If you invite me to your house, I might get to see your backyard, and I know it's grand, but I'd love to drive down the street and see some of the same flowers and plants and have it be pretty. So that's fun.
Put it out there in front of the world.
Exactly.
And, you know, pansies in public places where there is artificial light, a lot of people don't realize that they are very light sensitive.
That's true.
And the pansies underneath a street light will be way prettier.
It's true.
Than the ones in a dark garden.
We don't want to tell you this because we'd like you to think that we can all grow the same. But sometimes we need that help. We need just a little assistance out there. And you know what else? Their bulbs will bloom sooner, too. Because, you know, usually we plant the pansies with either daffodils or muscari or something in there. And I just think bulbs are so important to all of our gardening efforts that I want to make sure you understand. It's not just that we want you to plant flat pansies and maybe snapdragons that are 2 inches taller. Get the tall snapdragons. Get you some daffodils in there. Make a scene, you know, out of that pansy bed.
Get some thriller in there,
exactly,
as they put it.
Exactly.
You know? And a plant that they were planting with those pansies that's just way overlooked is Eurysum.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice plant.
A.K.A. wallflower.
Mm-hmm. Wallflower is pretty, but it doesn't get used very much.
It doesn't, and you probably will not find it in a big box store. You're going to probably have to ask your local garden center to please carry it and give it a try because it smells amazing.
It is. It's lovely. And it's like cornflowers. You won't find it, but you can grow it from seed.
Right.
So it's not that difficult. It's one of the things that really and truly we have so many opportunities to introduce plants in public spots like that.
Exactly.
Somebody else will go, wait a minute, and drive back by and look at it, you know, want to grow that thing themselves. I noticed in one public planting this week that I was next to, they did not trim off the cannas after they bloom. So they had the beautiful seed pods on them. You know, cannas will make a wonderful round seed head that's very attractive as long as you're not looking for the flower. You know, it's a different thing. I thought, well, that really looks good. I hope they don't take those off immediately. That's another thing, of course, that we talk about taking off and spray painting to, you know, do a little decorating with.
Yeah.
We saw something very intriguing yesterday, y'all. The wonderful Christmas trees are starting to
very
go up.
Very intriguing.
It's early. But this one has magnolias as well as fir in terms of its foliage, so that it and little pine cones as well as big balls. So it has a real strong southern sense of place. And I want people to understand that, of course, you can, you know, you get, you know, I want you to go and buy a real tree. I get that you don't always do that. It comes out of a box and you in the attic and you put it up. I understand all that. But you can still personalize it. You can still make it more yours and more Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, you know, wherever you're listening from. You can go out in your yard and get something and add to it. And I just think that makes a tremendous amount of sense.
That decorating a Christmas tree is a lot of fun.
Can be.
Or it can cause, you know, hate and discontent, depending on who's working together. You know, it's always an argument about the lights.
Then there was the year that my mother brought home the silver tree with the pink spotlight. And no one said a word. I just went and looked at it.
Do you still have that tree?
No, but if I did, it would be worth a lot. Oh, here are the goats. Alvin sent the goats.
The goats.
So pretty. Older. Cute. Oh, my goodness. I love that. What a good-looking goat. My gracious. They're so sweet. That's adorable.
There's a lot of cute baby animals in the world, but baby goats are adorable.
Baby goats are precious.
They are.
Oh, now that's funny, Paula. That's really funny. I don't even know how to describe this. It's when you're going to have to look up at supertalk.tv to see. And they are, in fact, Dahlia tubers. Anyway, you'll see it, and then we'll talk about it. You will see it, and then we will talk about it. Oh, my goodness. You know what? It's really a fun time of year. Not only are we still looking at some summerish things, obviously I've got a whole lot of flowers in the ground that are going to get cut next week for the wedding that are summerish, fallish. I'm glad we didn't plant cornflowers because they would be burned up instead.
They would not be there.
But instead, we've been able to get some perennials, some of the sunflowers, but also some of the perennial rudbeckias, black-eyed Susans, that wouldn't have bloomed if there hadn't been this long period of time. So that's kind of fun. It's different.
I want to see photos before they're cut.
Well, we'll have to try and arrange that.
I have a little bit of an interest in that.
We all do. We also know, and by the way, if you grow your own flowers for something, you better do this too. Be sure you know somewhere you can go pick up some more, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yes.
We always have to have plan B. Sometimes plan C. I think we're going to slip away, but we got a little more time to talk. I'm going to pick Mark's brain about what's going on in his garden. It's so busy, I don't even know how you take care of all of that, but we're going to talk about that right after this. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Sean Tindall, Commissioner of the Mississippi Department of Public Safety. Since 2021, Mississippi has seen a 25% reduction in fatalities involving crashes with commercial motor vehicles. Many of those crashes could have been avoided. DPS, through its MHP's Motor Carrier Unit and the Commercial Transportation Enforcement Division, is partnering with Big Rig Truckers to conduct safety checks across our state for the Trooper and Trucker Safety Initiative. The Department of Public Safety and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration are working together to keep our highways safe for everyone. Thank you, and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Sammy the Shovel, reminding you how important it is to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig anywhere in or around any homeowner's yard. It doesn't matter if you're putting in a new mailbox, installing a fence, French drain, sprinkler system, even a flower bed. You need to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig, or you could end up responsible for a water line leak, utility line with gas or propane, or even worse. Safety is in your hands. Call 811 every dig, every time. You dig?
Hi, this is Keith.
It feels all over. Everybody seems unkind. I give you a four-leaf clover. Take all worry out of your mind. Make my love open the door. Make my love open the door. Make my love open the door.
Yep, all the old men are in here today singing up a storm. It's great. We appreciate that very much. Can we talk to Ed? He's not an old man. Can we go to Oxford for a few minutes? Hey, Ed, what you planting today?
I've got some things that need to be dug up and replanted. And I'm sort of like the people you talked about earlier. I don't know the name of anything, and so it's kind of green leaf. But anyway.
What color's the flower?
Spider lily.
Yeah, what color's the flower? Red?
These are spider lilies. Mm-hmm. Like the naked lady, or surprisingly, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really not that bad, but anyway.
No, I know you. You're not. You garden more than you
now,
want to admit.
The green is about 6 to 9 inches up.
That's great.
But I've got to move them away from the magnolia tree because it's got so large and shading them and they're not blooming anymore. When can I dig those up and replant them in other places?
Did you get some rain this week?
Do that again?
Did you get some rain this week?
Yesterday.
Good. You can do it today then.
A quarter.
You can do it today.
Okay.
What we don't want to try to do is dig up bulbs out of dry ground because then we end up not only working too hard, but we also can tear up the bulbs. So if you can go out from that clump about 2 inches around that clump of leaves and dig, you'll get the whole thing up. Then you can divide them after you get them out of the ground and take them wherever you want to take them. But don't try to dig them up individually. Dig up the whole clump, okay? Because there's a bunch of bulbs under there, and it'll work better for you.
Oh, tons of them.
As soon as we have
the other thing is, I've got a bush, and this is where I don't know the names for things.
Okay,
probably 5 foot tall around, whatever you want to describe it as. Orange flower, it's lost its leaves already, and I need to dig a couple of those up and move them. The mother plant's still there, but.
Mm-hmm.
These have spread out 5 or 6 feet away from it.
Okay.
And I need to move them.
If they've lost their leaves, then they're ready. They're as dormant as they're going to get. And if you've got the new site prepared for where they're going to go, if you've dug that and you've got that ready, those can also be moved. We generally say that the best time to move anything from one place to the next in the garden is between November and February. And so you're right on time, especially since we just got some rain. You're in good shape to do that. But just make sure you prepare the other soil first in case, you know, you get to an area and it turns out it's full of tree roots or doesn't drain or something. You know, work on that first and then go ahead and just go for it.
Yeah, I'm one of those horrible people that digs a hole in the ground, throws it in. If it's supposed to grow, it will.
Well, you're a much more optimistic individual than I am.
My wife has spent more time mixing soil and shifting it and checking the balance.
Well, do her plants do better than yours? Do the ones that she does that to work out better?
Well, she has a little more luck than I do.
Well, I think you win then. You get to do what you want to do, and you still get the flowers because she does the other. So, I think it's okay. I like that balance. Okay. I like that balance. What I don't like is when somebody comes and tries to tell me what to do and doesn't listen to me tell them what to do. Okay? We can't. So since y'all have got it worked out, I think that's great. Sounds wonderful. Send me some pictures.
Stay away from her stuff and she stays
exactly. If you want me to identify it, by all means, send me a picture when it's in bloom next year, and I'll be sure to let you know what it is. MamaOnAir@yahoo.com. That'll get to me at my desk, and we'll figure out what it is. Okay.
I've been with it so long that I watch you grow from now. Which button do I push? What do you mean we've got to do this stuff over the internet?
I still remember the day that I walked in and the entire studio was upside down from how I had learned to use it. That's been a long time, but it was a big day. So I come from the world where you pick up the handle off of the one album and you put down the other one and you say, that was Pink Floyd, and that was my entire radio job at that time. So lots has changed, thankfully. Thank you, Ed. Have a wonderful
back
day.
Take care. I use the key punch machines on the computer.
See, exactly. We come from the same era. That's exactly right. Take care of yourself. Give your wife our best, okay? Thank you. Too much fun. That's a great gardener. That's a lot of fun.
Too bad he can't convince his wife to dig those bulbs up under a magnolia tree.
I know. We have to have the digger do that.
That might be challenging.
Pam in Sardis has got this. Here we are. Okay. About 10 years ago, people would call me and say, Nellie, there is no such thing as global warming. And I would say, well, how come it's 5 degrees warmer this year than it ever has been in my life? I've been around a while. I think they're just keeping track of the records and telling us. You can say whatever you want. I don't believe in organic gardening. I don't believe in global warming. You don't have to believe in any of it. It just exists. Okay? Pam in Sardis has got monarch butterfly caterpillars on her milkweed right now. Most years by November, the milkweed has already died down. This is not native milkweed. This is annual. This is Asclepias tuberosa. This is the one that is not perennial, okay? And they're beautiful, great big. They're going to hatch and, you know, they're going to make a chrysalis and be butterflies in another 10 days or so. But it's so late. Yeah. They're beautiful. They look great. Things are different now. That's all I can tell you. My hair is gray, too. You know, things are different. Things do change. Tell me, Mark, what's going to happen? Now, you can't possibly go home. We don't have time to talk about what all you wish you were going to do this week. But where do you start when you have a garden as big as yours or as little as mine? What do you do first?
I basically have started cleaning. You know, I have so many tropicals, and if I wait till the freeze and have to clean them up, it's a mess.
Yeah, a lot of them melt.
So,
it's nasty.
So that I don't anger, you know, the compost pile or the garbage man, I do it a little bit at a time.
All that grooming.
It's a lot of grooming.
Do you dig up tropicals? Do you leave them in the ground? What do you do?
Luckily enough, our garden is kind of a microclimate, mm-hmm. per se, and mm-hmm. I don't have to dig them up. But I mulch heavy, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and I had a lot of natural pine straw from the pine trees. Some of it, you know, my elephant ears and banana trees made it through that horrible freeze a couple of years ago.
My goodness.
The first year back, they were, you know, a little lame. But
they had to spend some time gathering themselves.
Yes. You know, and getting my lantanas pruned down, especially the ones that I know will come back, you know, deadheading. And, you know, it's just time to groom a lot of stuff and get it ready to put it to bed.
Do you stop mowing at some point, or do you mow all winter off and on?
Well, last year I overplanted ryegrass, and I had to mow a little bit.
That does make a difference.
I won't make that mistake this year.
A sprinkling rather than...
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, unless we have Indian summer and, you know, the grasses pop up, I will stop mowing, you know. And I usually, you know, I built an entire garden out of leaves that were mulched and, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. where I had a small burn pile, you know, and I just mulch them up. Unfortunately, we have so many trees, I do have to bag some up and dispose of them, mm-hmm. but I try to use, you know, the biggest part of it.
Y'all have heard me talk about my leaf pile that's the size of a Volkswagen. If Mark did his, it would be the size of a van.
I've done it. There are photos. There are photos.
But it does make great compost. I mean, there's no question about that.
It does.
Thank you for being with me today.
You're so welcome.
We got to get out of here. We got to let you go. Tell your mama and them hey and all that sort of stuff. And we'll see you when you get back.
And I'll get you some beautiful pictures of the Ozark Mountains while I'm there.
Oh, how wonderful. I love it.
And he
all right now. and all of that. Thank you very much, folks. Listen, we got questions for the next hour already starting to pour in here, and we will handle them when we get back. Y'all, come on now. This is the Garden Mama Show.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. But what if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
We are agriculture, the number one industry in Mississippi. We are 180,000 member families strong, a century of generations. We are grassroots Mississippi in all 82 counties. We are Unified, the largest general farm organization in Mississippi. We are the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, 100 years and counting. Become a member today at msfb.org.
Terry and Perkins, number four for Ole Miss, is going to be big in slowing down whatever Taylen Green does for Arkansas.
So agree. And Taylen Green, maybe, the, I think, no maybe to it. I think he's the most talented quarterback overall, run pass, both options that we face this year. And he's third in the SEC in passing yardage. Jackson Dart one, Garrett Nussmeier two. We've already faced Nussmeier. He got the win, and he was a cool customer in that game. But for Centarian Perkins to defend Taylen Green, you've got to keep him in front of you, because, and we saw it last week with Jackson Arnold a couple of times, all the receivers run deep, and then he ad-libs, improvs, and he's got green grass in front of him. It was like he was in punt return against air a couple of times. If Taylen Green has that, Centarian Perkins better track him down, or he will really gain the yards.
Both of these teams have the, well, what-ifs, right? Ole Miss with Kentucky and with LSU and their two losses. Arkansas's 5-3, 3-2, can get bowl eligible. All three losses are against top 25 teams. The double overtime game to Oklahoma State, they feel like they should have won that in early September. A&M, they played in Jerry World. It was 21-17, again one they thought possibly they could have gotten. Now, against LSU, 34-10 on the 19th of October was a little different, but then they also, in Fayetteville, a week after losing that game to Texas A&M, found a way to beat then number four Tennessee, 19-14. So, they're looking at their schedule too and thinking, especially Oklahoma State and Texas A&M, you know, what if, right? And I think both teams are in that mode going into today, and that's why, again, it's more than just getting bowl eligibility. It's total pecking order, like you said, in the SEC and where this might finish after 12 regular season games.
And the first playing date in the month of November. Happy November, everyone. And this is the month that people will remember. And for the Razorbacks, they're not going to forget that narrow loss in Stillwater and down at Jerry's World. And they're so glad to be out of that series. That series is going on campus. And, you know, it was just a house of horrors for the Razorbacks, at one of their most famous alums building. And they just never could grind out any wins over Texas A&M. But here today for the Razorbacks, plenty to play for, but so much still for the Rebels, and last week that second half effort really gave you a lot of hope that could close strong.
Dan Courts in our Learfield studios, manning the controls. He'll be with us at some point doing some scores throughout this broadcast. We'll talk with David Keller, Harry Harrison, John Darnell, Athletics Director Keith Carter. We'll hear David and Harry talk to Head Coach Lane Kiffin. We've got a lot of news, a lot of notes, and plenty of things to talk about before we're done in this pregame show. Presented by Guarantee Bank, rooted in community, driven by you. This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first, before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try.
Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants to?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar?
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Grove Collective is here to support, elevate, and protect the well-being of all our student-athletes through a wide range of NIL opportunities and initiatives. The Collective is designed to deliver a best-in-class NIL experience worthy of the student-athletes who give their all for Ole Miss. Visit thegrovecollective.com and learn more about the premium access and experiences the platform provides for our members, corporate partners, and our athletes. To support all Ole Miss athletes and their NIL platforms, please visit thegrovecollective.com and become a member.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
In 1920, John Allbritton Sr. opened Allbritton's Jewelry in downtown Jackson. With an expertise in watchmaking from his time with the Illinois Central Railroad, John not only sold, but serviced pocket and dress watches for his fellow Mississippians. Allbritton's has maintained that tradition to this day, with two full-time watchmakers on staff that are capable of repairing all major watch brands. Allbritton's also offers a vast collection of fine watches built to fit any lifestyle. From dress styles in gold and stainless steel to sporty selections in carbon fiber, Allbritton's has the watch for you. Come see why, since 1920, the people of Mississippi have chosen Allbritton's as their fine watch store.
Quality and value go hand in hand at Allbritton's. Allbritton's Jewelers.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Today's interview with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter is brought to you by your Mississippi Outback Steakhouses. At Outback, we've got your back.
Well, this is Gary Darby from the metropolis of Harmontown, Mississippi, where I grew up in northwest Lafayette County, and a couple of Arkansas guys on the broadcast now. My partner, Brett Norsworthy, and the athletic director at Ole Miss, Keith Carter. How we doing, sir?
Doing great. Doing great. Ready to roll. It's not 32 and sleeting, so it's a step up from most times we're up here.
Keith, it really is, and Gary mentioned your Arkansas roots, and in that stretch at Ole Miss basketball with what the coaching staff, what they were doing, and getting great players from Arkansas to come to Ole Miss, and Ole Miss football history filled with Arkansas players playing at Ole Miss, and of course Donnie Kessinger and baseball and basketball from Arkansas. So welcome back to Arkansas.
Yeah, it's always good to be back. We kind of do every 2 years. We'll come up, spend the night with my parents in Perryville, and then drive up for the game. So we were able to do that last night and spend some time with them. But hopefully we'll have a little happier drive home than we have the past couple of times.
Now, they're probably really more glad to see those grandkids, right?
They are. Yeah, they were kind of hoping they would stay with them and watch the game, but of course they want to be here. But yeah, it's always fun. And,
it is.
You know, Perryville hadn't changed a whole lot. We got a Sonic about 5 years ago, but other than that, it hadn't changed much.
Keep it just like Mayberry, because Perryville has. But this game important today for near term and long term.
It really is. You know, I mean, obviously it's important because it's the next one, but you know, you want to get this one and set up, you know, that huge matchup next week in Oxford and lay it all on the line, you know, next week. But obviously got to play well today. These guys are playing really well. Their quarterback, you know, is playing well. The defense is good, and we need to play well. You know, our guys need to come out and play well, play a clean game, and show what we're capable of. I think we saw a little bit of that in the third quarter last week. We need more of that.
You mentioned next week before I did, so that's my opening. Next week in Oxford should be really special for the Georgia game.
Yeah, it should, and obviously, you know, if you're Coach Kiffin, the staff, these players, you're not, you know, thinking about that one bit right now. But you know, as the AD, we're getting prepared, and we know it's going to be a big week, and all the requests are already starting to come in and all those things. But obviously got to take care of business here, you know, today in Fayetteville, but could be a really special day in Oxford next week.
Keith, I'm going to move you in the last couple of minutes in this. When you go back and you visit, and as Brett brought up to that point, all of the Ole Miss people that do live in and around Arkansas, how many do we know? How many Arkansas natives, or do we have the big fan base that's over there that will show up possibly today?
I think so. You know, we ended up selling, I think, close to 2,000 tickets. So, you know, we're going to have folks coming from Mississippi and all around. And I do. I think there's some Arkansas people that, you know, wait for this game and come up and obviously represent, you know, the red and blue. So I'm excited to see who all will be here. I know we got a few from Perryville that are coming up, and they're kind of fringe Rebel fans. They're probably for the Hogs in this game, but certainly have, you know, the Ole Miss tie with what we're doing there. But should be exciting. And we did see a few, you know, Rebel license plates on the way up.
So, basketball, before I get you done, we've had two great exhibition games, both men and women. Ladies over in France getting ready to start their season off. Coach Beard, both of them nationally ranked. We got some hoops to get ready for this week.
Yeah, we really do, and it's exciting. You know, obviously was able to watch both of those exhibition games. Both played really, really well. I think the men, you know, have a chance to take a huge step up in year two. And if you look at Chris Beard's, you know, kind of resume, he's done that in places that he's been. In year two, they've taken a huge step, and I'm excited about that. And, you know, we know what Coach Yeo's done. She's built this program into a nationally relevant program that, you know, their next goal is to host an NCAA tournament game. You know, that's the goal, and to do that at the Pavilion at Ole Miss. So really excited about basketball. And hard to believe it's here. You know, we're already week 10 in football, and Thanksgiving will be here before you know it. But hoops time is always fun.
We always have fun talking with you as well, Keith. Thanks for being with us.
All right, thanks, guys. Go Rebs.
Thank you, Keith.
Keith Carter, athletic director there. You know, Brett, busy time for that man. Well, it's busy all the time. Let's be honest, right? 12 months of it. But, you know, he's there today. Monday there's going to be basketball to get to. There's going to be different things with different sports all over the place. Does a tremendous job running that department.
He sure does. And right now, just with all the ever-moving parts in the world of college football, because, you know, we see court case after another setting kind of the landscape for the future of college football, and then it changes 2 months later.
Yeah.
So every time you almost get a handle on it, he's back at another meeting, but just doing a terrific job. One of the great gets from Arkansas for Ole Miss to get Keith Carter.
But we're not going to break down all 71 previous games between these two teams.
I was prepared for it. Why not? Let's go.
You've got knowledge of all 71. I've got scores in front of me of all 71, but that's what Brett and old Darb here will talk to you about after a break. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Today's pregame conversation with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter was brought to you by your Mississippi Outback Steakhouses. Food made with the highest quality ingredients, sourced from around the world. We're back with more of the Ole Miss pregame show after this time out on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Try and taste with your ears. Hear those bubbles? Imagine them tingling on your tongue. Fizzy deliciousness. Listen to that cascading liquid. A mouth-watering waterfall. Irresistibly tasty. Zero sugar. Crisp. Refreshing. And ice cold. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
The Walk of Champions, built brick by brick, earned season after season. When you pass through its arch, you become a part of Ole Miss history and emerge with the fighting spirit of a rebel. Ford knows that strong traditions start with leadership. Like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer. Based on 1977 to 2023 total sales.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it! Yeah,
the two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Mississippi's Supreme Court used to be dominated by liberal judges handing down harmful rulings. Mississippi cannot let this happen again. This November, Mississippi voters will decide whether to send a conservative or liberal judge to the Mississippi Supreme Court for the next 8 years. If you want a liberal, Justice Jim Kitchens or Ciola James are your options. If you want a conservative, vote Jennifer Branning. She's a tough attorney, wife, and mother of three. Jennifer is a constitutional conservative, not an activist judge with a political agenda. She has the energy and toughness to fight for us for the next 8 years. One of Branning's opponents, Jim Kitchens, was elected the year before Joe Biden was first elected to the U.S. Senate, a long time ago. For our future, vote conservative. Vote Jennifer Branning for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC, not approved by any candidate. Derek Easley, Treasurer.
State Forester and the Ad Council.
The Rebels have first and goal at the 9-yard line in a 7-7 game. Wide left will go Grant Hurd and Omar Rayford. In the I formation is Stackhouse and McAllister. Romero Miller looks at a 5-man front now for the Hogs. Puts a man in motion, Deuce to the near side. He'll be picked up by Caver. There's the snap, the fake. Sprinting out left is Romero looking to throw. He fires the end zone wide open. A catch! Touchdown! Ole Miss's Doug Ziegler has the grab for the TD. And the Rebels will gain the lead at 13-7. Point after attempt up and coming.
Well, and that after that, Ole Miss went on to win that. That's one of their 32 wins. Arkansas leads this series 37-32-1, Brett.
Yeah, that was not on this date. That was on November 4th, 2000, when the Rebs won 38-24. We're trying to celebrate the wins in Fayetteville today. All time on this date, 5-6-1 on this playing date of November 2nd. The last time to play on this date was a loss in 2019 down on the Plains against Auburn. In fact, have not won on this date since 1968 when the Rebs won in Baton Rouge 27-24. Since that win in 68, loss in 74 to LSU, loss in 85, loss in 91 to LSU, and 02 in 2019 to Auburn. So in celebrating winning at Fayetteville, the celebration's kind of short because it's just been two wins, that one in 2000 and this one in 2008 from Josh Sheen and a big field goal to win 23-21.
Fourth down coming up for Ole Miss from the 11-yard line, fourth and four. Now you're up 20-14. You got an unbelievable field goal kicker in Joshua Sheen. You pop it here and it becomes a two-score game, Pete. Or do you just go for it and leave them deep?
I believe the Rebels are going to kick the field goal here. You take the points. You put the game away here with a field
exactly.
goal.
You just want a good snap, good hole, kick it through.
And good protection.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. Yeah,
yes,
Florida
sir.
Would know about that, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
Yes, sir.
And Joshua Sheen is on the field, and it will be placed at the 18-yard line right hash. So a 28-yard chip shot for Joshua Sheen, who's already 2-for-2 in this game. He's 11-for-12 on the year. He has hit 14 of his last 16 field goals. Preston Powers to snap. Rob Park to hold with a minute 48 to go. Snap back and down. Kick on its way. He's got the distance, and the kick is
yes!
good. And the Rebels go up 23-14 with a 1:45 to play.
That was the field goal to make it a 9-point lead, and everybody thought that was enough. Dave and Pete Cordelli were correct. Rob Park in there from MUS with the hold. It was a good snap, good hold, good kick. But, Gary, as we know, it got wild down the stretch. A very disputed late-game non-pass interference call that really, really made the Razorback fans mad and Ole Miss able to win that night. That's the two wins in Fayetteville since Arkansas has joined the SEC.
2000 and 2008, the first game, as I mentioned earlier, played in Fayetteville was in 1908. A lot of the games early on, Brett, rotated between Little Rock and Memphis with some scattered Oxford, a Jackson, and a few more Fayetteville started to come in. If you look, as we mentioned, 37-32-1. Longest win streak for Ole Miss is 6 from 58 through 69. The longest Arkansas streak is 5 from 85 to 89. Brett, they won 4 in a row, though, from 2014, 15, 16, and 17. And then if you look, since that 2008, I mean, it's an even series between these two teams. Ole Miss will win 2. Arkansas's won 4. Ole Miss wins 2. And then it's been back and forth with the home team here in the last 4.
That's right. In the last 16 years, 8 up, 8 down for the Rebs against the Razorbacks and Coach John Vaught playing against legendary Coach Frank Broyles. They met 6 times. Coach John Vaught was 6-0.
Really? You went to see there's the note. Was it at Crump Field? Did they ever play at Crump?
Of course they played at Crump Stadium. They played a bunch there in the 50s, and really that was a stretch. I know a long, long time ago, but that game was a little bit bigger to Ole Miss fans than even LSU in that stretch, and it was much bigger to Razorback fans than even Texas. That losing and wanting to make the emphasis more on Texas, and that was smart on Coach Broyles' part, being in the Southwest Conference. That's why they stopped playing non-conference like they did. Met in the 63 Sugar Bowl met after the 69 season in the Sugar Bowl when Archie Manning was a one-man wrecking crew against Arkansas that day at Tulane Stadium, and then went that long stretch, Gary, before resuming the regular season series in 1981 in Jackson, and now have met 44 straight years, a lot of that non-conference, but a lot of it in the SEC West, and now it's just the SEC.
Kickoff at 11:03 this afternoon. We've had 7 overtime games. We've had an overtime 53-52 win for Arkansas in Oxford. We've had an Ole Miss 52-51 win when Coach Pittman decided to go for 2 at the end of that one, which was crazy in its own right in 2021. There have been some interesting ones. Chris Mitchell, the hit. We've had a little bit of all of it somewhere in this series, haven't we?
Really did. Had the wild.
Personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper.
What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Jamie Creel, Shelter Insurance. Come see why we're more than just an agent, proudly serving the Jackson metro area and the great state of Mississippi. Give us a call at 601-992-6000.
Message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Shelter Insurance presents Inside the Numbers for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Gary Darby, Brett Norsworthy, and the pregame show as we get ready for Ole Miss and Arkansas to open up the day in the SEC. Brett, first numbers I'm going to go. When you've outscored the opponent 316-88, that obviously means you've got the winning record. But for me, I'm looking at this, 106-13. That's how Ole Miss has outscored the opponent in quarter number one, and then in the third quarter, 85-9. Fast starts in both quarters, and I think imperative today to get out in front of Arkansas and to stay in front of Arkansas for Ole Miss.
I think it is so important, Gary, and it's been fast starts, but then kind of bogged down a little bit as they adjust. You know, when we zig, they start zagging, and we got to adjust back to that. But I'm so with you. And on the offensive side for Ole Miss, see what Jackson Dart is doing, leading in the SEC in seven categories, and at 24-9, one win shy of becoming Ole Miss modern era starting quarterback leader in wins and all the starts. Remember, he would have all the starts since he hit campus. But remember that second game when Luke Altmyer got the nod, you know, just to see, and Dart did not start that game, but he's been in that lineup card a lot and been a reliable, consistent, great player.
Before I let you go on that defensive side, the other things that I want to bring in are in the green zone, as we like to call it. And green zone scores, when Ole Miss gets inside that 20, they've scored 82% of the times, 32 out of 39. The opponents, 12 of 20, 60%. Now, that sounds like a good number, but, Brett, if you are keeping the opponent off the scoreboard 40% of the time they get inside the 20, that's great work by the defense, who is also, when you look at things, have allowed red zone touchdowns 6 of the 20 times, only 30%.
Yeah, it's great numbers, and you want to convert for when you have it, and you want to buckle down and stop them when they get down there and hold them to at least a field goal. That everybody calls that a win if you limit them to that, and it has been led by Chris Paul. His Pro Football Focus numbers are incredible. Owns four top 50 PFF defenders and led by, you know, it's led by Chris Paul with 91.2, and very motivated for him back here today, and with the double teams, our defensive linemen, you know, multiple, plural, they get so many, it's left him where he can just run around and be that thumping linebacker.
And then throughout eight games, Ole Miss has only punted it 20 times, but Fraser Mazin's 44.6 a kick. A lot different to me, I think, we're seeing from him as he has continued to grow and to be there. Haven't used him a lot, obviously, but he has become a weapon. Hopefully I don't jinx you, Mr. Mazin, in today's game.
He has. We don't want to see him very often, but we do. He's come through, and we talked about it last week, post-game, how quickly he gets it out of there. You cannot get the rush back to him, and it's how important all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, that they really are.
Whereas Ole Miss has punted it 20 times, 50 times for the opponent, 39.6. You know, we could go through numbers over and over and over, and I think a lot of people have been talking about this game have said similar. Well, you knew the Ole Miss offense was going to have this ability with Jackson Dart, with Trey Harris, with the other receivers, and your tight ends, and the offensive line coming back, and those that transferred in. But, boy, the numbers the defense have put in, just overall, giving up just 11 points a game, still under 80 rushing yards per game. That will be tested today, and less than 300 total offense per game. Given up by this Ole Miss defense, that's where it's been a special part of what's going on.
And can always keep a fresh grouping out there with the depth that Ole Miss D-line has.
Ole Miss defense in the backfield leads the FBS in tackles for loss at 81. Total forced yards lost at 344. Over 10 tackles for loss per game this season. And the Rebels have five games in double-digit tackles for loss. That's the most since 2008. That team won in Fayetteville.
That's
we'll
right.
leave it at that, right? And we'll come That's back it. With more. It's Ole Miss and Arkansas and our pregame show. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Head coach Mike Bianco and the Ole Miss Rebels are gearing up for a new season, and they need you to bring the energy to Swayze this spring. What better way to experience Swayze showers than with a season ticket to all the action? Secure your spot today at OleMissTix.com.
Hey, Rebel fans. Got a house hotter than a Mississippi summer or pipes colder than your team's rival? It's time to call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Whether it's cooling you down, heating you up, fixing those leaky pipes, or keeping your lights on, AirSouth's got your back. We're the champions of home comfort, just like your Rebels on the field. Call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical today, where your home is our home field. Call AirSouth now at 662-304-8412. AirSouth, we care more.
Coach Jamie Traxel and Ole Miss Softball invite you to ring in an exciting season this spring. Be the first to experience the brand new Ole Miss Softball Stadium as a season ticket holder and never miss a pitch, swing, or hit. Make history by securing your seat today at OleMissTix.com.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Welcome back to the Ole Miss Pregame Show. Our exclusive pregame interview with Rebels head coach Lane Kiffin is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar.
Hello, welcome back to Razorback Stadium. We do have Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin. Ole Miss and Arkansas about to get up after it here in Fayetteville. And coach, big matchup. This is a good team.
Yeah, it's a really good team. They played one game probably that they feel like they didn't play very well, the LSU game. Other than that, they can be undefeated.
What problems does Tyler Green present?
Very athletic, really long, can throw well, but can make a lot of plays with his legs.
What would you like to see out of us from a consistency standpoint, I guess?
Play really clean football, you know, much like we did in the second half of last week.
Clean football is not just penalties, too. You'll do assignments correctly.
Yeah, assignments, turnovers, and we might have you know, a number of people out on offense today. They're going to be game-time decisions, so we'll see. Other guys got to step up and play well.
Well, Coach, once again, we got a great pass rusher, number 40, plays on the edge. Our tackles, once again, are going to have to play well.
Yeah, he's really good, really physical, really long. They move him around on third down, so that's going to present a challenge.
And from a pass rush standpoint, we want to keep those lanes bottled up, keep Taylor Green in that pocket, right? Not let him out and beat us with his legs.
Yeah, and that's actually, we've done a lot of great things this year on defense, the D-line. One of them has not been keeping contain on quarterbacks. Cost us last week two times on third down, so we're going to have to really do it against this guy.
Well, we look forward to it. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Lane Kiffin, head coach of the Rebels, Ole Miss and Arkansas coming up. And we'll continue with our pregame show shortly. We'll throw it back to Gary Darby and Brett Norsworthy next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Tackle your to-do list this season and find the right Medicare plan for you in your home state of Mississippi. With Aetna Medicare Advantage plans, you can get a $0 monthly plan premium with hospital and medical coverage you need. Plans also include additional benefits like dental, vision, and hearing. Be the star quarterback of your health and call us for a personalized coverage review. Call today, 1-833-771-3379. TTY 711. Aetna Medicare is an HMO PPO plan with a Medicare contract. Our D-SNPs also have contracts with state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in our plans depends on contract renewal. Plan features and availability may vary by service area.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time for Green Oak's 64th annual Christmas Open House on Sunday, November 3rd from 12:30 to 4. Shop local vendors and Green Oak's exclusive Christmas collection. Enjoy delicious food, pot your own mini plant, pictures with Santa, door prizes, and special discounts on store merchandise. It's a day of family fun and festive cheer you won't want to miss. So mark your calendars for Green Oak's Christmas Open House on Sunday, November 3rd at 5009 Old Canton Road next to Palm Bridges. For more details, find us on social media at Green Oak MS or visit us online at greenoakms.com.
Logan Farms in Jackson has the best selection of gourmet meats for your holiday table or for your corporate gift giving. Choose from our center cut filet mignon, smoked briskets, hickory smoked turkeys, and of course, our signature honey glazed hams. Our gourmet meats can be gift boxed, picked up, delivered locally, or even shipped nationwide. Logan Farms in Jackson also offers gift vouchers to make giving your friends, family, clients, and coworkers the flexibility to choose their gourmet product. Call Logan Farms today at 601-366-HAMS or check us out at LoganFarms.com.
Welcome back to the Ole Miss Pregame Show. Today's bounce around the SEC is brought to you by Regions. Order now for the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card and prepaid Regions Now card at Regions.com/GoRebels. Inside the Learfield Network Studios, here's Dan Courts.
Rebs looking for a big win in Fayetteville to start the month of November. Hello, everyone, and welcome inside the network studios. Your 19th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels get ready to meet the Arkansas Razorbacks today. We'll take a look at scores around the SEC presented by Regions, and since it is still morning, our game, the first in the conference to kick today, as well as at 11, Oklahoma. They're at home against Maine. Potential weather in Norman move this start time up to the time where it is at now. At 11:45, Vanderbilt heads to the Plains to take on Auburn. Auburn has won the last two meetings, with Vandy's last win over the Tigers in 2012. Vanderbilt has also never won at Jordan-Hare Stadium in the history of that series. At 2:30, the rivalry is renewed in Jacksonville as Florida meets second-ranked Georgia. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart talked about the improvement being made by the Gators as the season has gone along.
They're executing at a higher level. They're making explosives, which is those number one indicators to win and loss. Turning it over a little less. They've been, they played a really clean game against Tennessee at Tennessee, which we all know is a really hard place to play. And they've got more and more guys. I mean, some of their portal guys have stepped up and made more plays. I'm very impressed with how they're playing.
Georgia has won the last three meetings over the Gators and six of the last seven in the series. The last 50 meetings has seen both teams win 25 games each. At 3:15, Mississippi State is at home against UMass. At 6:30, 10th-ranked Texas A&M is on the road at South Carolina. South Carolina head coach Shane Beamer mentioned the team breaking through over the last 2 weeks.
I think there was very much a mentality with our players of enough's enough. And we know what kind of team we can be. It's time to, we talked about just, we've been banging on the door. It's time to kick the door down. And we certainly kicked the door down. I'm just so happy to be their coach. So proud of them coming back. Every Sunday, I finish that teleconference with you guys, and then I go outside for practice. And every Sunday, my energy is renewed, and I walk off that field just so grateful to be their coach.
A&M won the meeting last season in 9 of the 10 meetings between the two overall, all of them since Texas A&M joined the SEC. South Carolina's only win over the Aggies was 2 years ago at home. Finally, another rivalry renewed in Knoxville, where 7th-ranked Tennessee takes on Kentucky for a 6:45 kick. Tennessee has won the last 3 meetings, and since their victory in 1984, Kentucky has won only 1 game in Knoxville since that was during the 2020 season. That is your look around the SEC presented by Regions. Ole Miss gets ready to meet Arkansas. Now sit it back to Gary Darby and Brett Norsworthy. And gentlemen, things just keep the interest level always there in the SEC, but it seems we have one storyline to the next. We have an undefeated A&M team. We have the world's largest cocktail party going on in Jacksonville with Florida, who's played good football recently, and then Tennessee, 3-1 in the SEC and 6-1 overall, still hanging around there as well.
Exactly right. And Brett, that game in Williams-Brice tonight in Columbia really intrigues me. I know we saw what we saw with A&M last week and the fact that they pull Wegman and Reed ends up scoring 31 points and A&M gets the win, but it will not be easy in Columbia, South Carolina tonight.
It sure won't. You know that South Carolina will be prepared for both quarterbacks, whether it's Wegman or Marcel Reed. Marcel Reed coming in as kind of the relief pitcher last week and put on a show against LSU. He's from the Nashville area. His dad was the head football coach at Tennessee State, and now he's playing so well for the Texas Aggies. But a lot of people, including me, they have Texas A&M on upset alert tonight at Williams-Brice. And I've said it. I said it the day we played there, and I continue to say it. We got a break getting South Carolina in the afternoon instead of playing them at night. And Dan hit on Vandy trying to get that first win on the Plains, but Auburn only leads that all-time series against
Much, but Army player. And Indiana, if we would have only known, those two teams would have never trailed this college football season and be unbeaten at this time. Where would we be? On a beach somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'd be buying the Powerball ticket if I had that kind of good luck going. A sneaky good game tonight, Pitt and SMU.
Yes.
And now, unbelievably, that's an ACC matchup. And those two teams met after the 82 season in the Cotton Bowl of January 1, 1983. And the star power on the field that day at quarterback for Pitt was Dan Marino. At running back for SMU was Eric Dickerson. Two coaches that day, Bobby Collins against Jackie Sherrill, both with Mississippi ties later.
Wow. All right, we'll continue. It's Ole Miss and Arkansas that we'll finish up the next 30 or so minutes and discuss with you in our pregame show. It's Ole Miss football from Learfield.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Syphilis. It's a real problem in Mississippi right now. Anyone who is sexually active can get it. Syphilis is treatable and symptoms can include rashes, sores, and flu-like symptoms. But untreated syphilis can lead to paralysis, blindness, heart disease, and death. If you're sexually active, use protection and get tested annually. For a free syphilis test, call 800-456-2323. Together, we can knock syphilis out. Get tested, get treated, get well. This message brought to you by the Mississippi State Department of Health.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Now we got it!
For two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
You already know Pillium Corporation is fully committed to keeping your company safe and current with IT support, security, and forensics. And with Pillium Connect, we now offer cabling. From soup to nuts, Pillium is truly your one-stop source for innovative technology to help you grow and thrive in today's ever-evolving business environment. Learn more about Pillium Connect cabling and our other services at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore Paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Gentile is the apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out their new collection of Ole Miss apparel available at gentileapparel.com at Landry's on the Square next time you come to Oxford, if you're coming next week for that Ole Miss-Georgia game. And as always, Gentile Apparel, proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. The roundtable time, everybody's here. I'm Gary. We've got Brett, David Kellum, Harry Harrison. To you two, welcome in. We heard your conversation with Lane. It was short, it was sweet, and it was to the point, wasn't it?
That's normally the way it is with Coach Kiffin, that's for sure.
He had
his game face on. He's very, very focused and looking forward to this one. And I think he said something like, it's not supposed to rain, right? I said, yeah. Nope, I don't believe so. It's a little misty, but hopefully it'll be okay.
And for the winning team today, that bodes a good season ahead. You got to win this one today.
Yep, no doubt. This is a big game, to say the least. And, you know, you want to get off to a good start. I think defensively, Harry, we've really had a very consistent year of getting off to a good start. We've only given up 13 points in the first quarter all year long. Even though the offense, best quarter has been the first with 106 points, we've had a couple of games, though. You look at LSU, we left too many points on the field, and some others. So hopefully we can get Arkansas behind the eight ball.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to put pressure on them, get them out of their rhythm, David. We want to keep Taylen Green out of his rhythm. Don't want him to get comfortable in that pocket. We've done a great job. You know, 10 sacks, I'd even mention 10 sacks last week against Oklahoma. I'm asking for 6 today. We get 6 today, we'll be fine. But that's what's got to happen. We got to get to Taylen Green and keep him uncomfortable, get him on the ground, not let him get out and beat us with his legs.
Years ago, there was 6 would be a season's worth.
It would be.
We want 6 in this game.
And we do. I'll take him in the first half. Harry, I like both all your questions, Coach Kiffin, but you went defense. You went number 40 for Arkansas,
yes.
Landon Jackson, and then on defense you went, we got to keep Taylen Green in front of us.
Well, Stats, I need to remind you that defense wins championships.
It sure does. Yeah.
Offense sells tickets, but defense wins championships.
And special teams makes you have heart attacks.
Yeah. But our defense has played extremely well all year. I mean, you know, we've lost 2 games on 4th and 8, okay? So you can hang that on defense if you want to. But in those games, our offense didn't perform to the point we would have liked. And we came out with a loss. But today we've got to, you know, we've not played well up here in years past. We're going to break that spell today. Typical Fayetteville weather, overcast, trying to spit a little rain. You know, everything's brown up here. You know, they're hanging out on the hills and holding on to trees. It's typical Fayetteville.
The Chamber of Commerce doesn't like us coming up here.
It's always the day before the game.
It really is.
It always is. But, you know, I think it's going to be nice. The temperature is good and a little overcast. Perfect for the football guys, that's for sure.
Yes.
Harry, I want to continue just a little bit because Arkansas's offense has put 600 or more yards up 3 different times, and they've done it in a different way. I know the leading running back is hurt, won't play today, but the next guy showed out last week in Starkville, and then we've talked about Green. What is the best part of this offense? Running, passing, combination, what makes it so good?
Well, what makes it good is if they can get their run game going, like most teams in the SEC, you get that run game going and then play action pass. Arkansas doesn't do a lot of deep routes. They're going to do bootleg with the quarterback, and that works really well when your run game is doing well. But last week they had a freshman running back over at Starkville to rush for 175 yards. But I watched that film. I could have run for 100. But they got their offense going. I think their offensive line is going to have a problem matching up with our defensive front. We'll see how that unfolds, but you're right. The first quarter is always big for Ole Miss. We like to get up early and put pressure on them. I think that's Lane's, obviously, his M.O. for sure. In the 2 games that we lost, we didn't get that done. But defensively, we're playing well. You know, top 10 in tackles for losses, top 10 in sacks, top 10 in scoring. Those guys have played very well. And the key to that is we've got about defensive tackles and defensive ends, we've probably got 8 or 10 guys that can come in and they don't miss a beat. So
always
that,
fresh.
Yeah, always fresh. And that was big last week, especially in that second half. And we didn't play well the first half. Gave up a few yards. Second half, we came out and made up for that.
Braylon Russell, that first college start for him
last week.
He goes for over 100 wearing uniform number 0.
Yeah.
And he is a big thigh guy that looks like will be tough to get down at the point of contact.
Bowling ball type guy. Yeah. Most yards for a freshman since Darren McFadden in 2005. So when you put that name in the mix, that's a big name for sure. But Braylon Russell, they're real excited about him. He's going to be an incredible running back. Maybe now's the time, you know, for him too. We'll see. And Harry, you and I were talking about the offensive line situation for Ole Miss. Looks like Jaden Williams got back into practice this week.
Yes, he did. Number 50 has been out with a knee injury now for weeks and weeks. But I think he's been our starting left tackle. He and Diego Pounds, obviously, every other series they rotated early in the season. But I think you're going to see him line up at the right tackle, Dave. Okay. He hurt his left knee. They didn't want him stopping on that left knee, so they moved him to right side. I think they'll slide Bulo back in at the right guard, and then Diego Pounds will play the left tackle. If one of them gets hurt, we'll obviously have to make some adjustments there, but I'm not counting on that happening. But, yeah, Jaden Williams probably is our best offensive lineman, probably from a pro career. He's got as much ability as anybody we've had. Started as a tight end in Conway, Arkansas. I saw him this week. I said, what about an Arkansas man? You want to be back, right? He said, I'm playing. So he's had his game face on since Tuesday when I saw it.
And, David, I haven't seen the spotting boards, offensive and defensive, but you just kind of led into something I want to go back with, because Lane said we got game-time decisions. Obviously, that probably means game-time decision Trey Harris, maybe James on the offensive line. But I would assume you've got 4 or 5 deep ready to go on both offense and defense for both of these teams are dealing with injury.
Yeah, always. You got to put them on there and see how it rolls for sure. Trey Harris moved around a little bit this week. Not real sure about him. And even if he can, I think he's going to be extremely limited is what we're hearing at least. But, you know, Caden Lee has been a kid that's really gone under the radar for us.
Yes.
We talk about Juice. We talk about Watkins. Talk about Harrison, Prescorn, and Wright. And we should. All those guys are really, really good. But Caden Lee has just continued to be very consistent. He's moved to the second leading receiver in number of catches and all. And I'm liking him more every day, Brett.
I am, too. He makes a big catch, and he turns it upfield. And last week, Micah Davis had to get in on offense on that wheel route. Maybe the throw and catch of the year that Jackson Dart laid it in to him, and that was on fourth down.
Right.
Well, all right. Juice Wells, he's got to step up today. He's a guy that's kind of been lost, in the shuffle the last few
weeks.
You
want a big game out of Juice?
I want a big game out of
Juice. Turn it up, Juice.
I'll take that.
Yes. Turn up the juice there, G-Dar.
I agree. And I brought up, Harry talked about the quick start and staying there. 106-13, Ole Miss is outscoring opponents in the first. And, Harry, they've come out in the third quarter 85-9 as well. So if we can continue that. I like things.
Yeah, I like the way we came out of the locker room last Saturday. Obviously, it was a different team.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.